Thank you for visiting Shift Shapers Pole Reversal Radio. You probably came to our podcast site to catch one of our interviews, or you might be here because you know something isn't right with that story they're telling you, that the economy is about to be rescued. Everything will start growing again. Corporations are here to help you. Global trade is good for us. Toxic sludge is good for fish. And oh yes, war is peace. On Shift Shapers, we interview today's thinkers and authors about economic meltdowns, shady military and surveillance programs, climate shock, and fuel shock, also known as peak oil. They give us a true reading of what is in front of us and some clues about how to survive and go forward in an uncertain future. While you're here, browse through our menu of interviews. You'll find Michael C. Rupert, author of Reinventing Collapse, Richard Heinberg, author of The End of Growth, James Howard Kunstler, author of The Long Emergency, Derek Jensen, author of Endgame, Jacques Fresco and Roxanne Meadows of The Venus Project, Guy McPherson, author of Walking Away from Empire, Alex Smith, Radio EcoShock, Mike Sozabee, filmmaker of Somewhere in New Mexico Before the End of Time, Carolyn Baker, author of Sacred Demise, Kathy McMahon, Peak Oil Shrink, Medea Benjamin, Code Pink, Pam Larry of Right to Know and Labeled GMOs. Also, numerous people involved in the transition, 350.org, alternative currencies, workers' cooperatives, and the Occupy movements. You will even find bilingual postings in Spanish and English. Welcome to Shift Shapers Pole Reversal Radio. Enjoy your podcast. July 14th, while the nation's wealthiest and most powerful people frolicked at Bohemian Grove, Chieko Shiina, on the other side of Monterio, told a small media and Occupy group her story of life since the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
I began to understand the fear and the danger of radiation both outside of my body and inside my body.
For those suffering from radiation exposure and sickness, there is yet another injury to be endured, denial.
Many people and their children have been going to doctors being worried about radiation, but they are silenced once they get to the doctor's office. Nurses may often stand behind doctors saying, "Don't say the word radiation because that will get us all in trouble."
Chieko Shiina has decided to stay in Fukushima, help obtain uncontaminated food for her neighbors, and be a voice to fight nuclear power.
The people who have ruined my life and changed so many other lives, I cannot forgive them, and I cannot forgive the contamination that has been caused. I'm here to be connected with all of you and to fight nuclear power and the larger powers that control it.
Fukushima sends a flashing red light to all the world and is teaching us something fundamental. Will we be deer in the red light, or will we get busy? Join me, your host, Daniel Kirbine, Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m., for a true story of tragedy and courage and a warning for all of us. Chieko Shiina of Fukushima Anti-Nuke Action Committee, plus audio from the films 311 and Fukushima Never Again on Shift Shapers Pole Reversal Radio, Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m., followed by Ricardo Quiroga and Formadores de Cambio on KBBF FM 89.1, Calistoga, Santa Rosa, the East Bay, and the North Bay. And as promised in that promotional piece about today's show. Oh, and welcome. Welcome to Shift Shapers, Pole Reversal Radio. And I am your host, Daniel Kirbine. Yes, the words about this particular installment of the show, because if this is something that isn't going to go away, this is the story ongoing of just constantly unfolding disaster at the Daiichi nuclear power plant at Fukushima, Japan. It's as though, for me, it's hard to keep hearing about it because the news doesn't get any better, and yet it's crucial that we talk about it, because when you start to listen to people who have been going through it, who live in Fukushima and are having to deal with the government bureaucracy that is trying to pretend that everything's fine, nothing's the matter, that what they're going through and how that life is for them, that they aren't imagine that there's been, and the world understands, that there's been a complete and total nuclear meltdown in your town. A radioactive meltdown at a nuclear reactor in your town. And the government and the electrical company is telling you that everything's fine. There's no reason even to leave town. Everything's fine. Even though last year, everybody understood, and scientists would tell the public, and they'd go to schools and tell the children, that radiation above and beyond a certain level is not good for you. In fact, it gets dangerous. And that level last year, up to last year that they were talking about, was 1 millisievert. Now, I don't really know anything about how you measure radiation. There are books on it. There are websites that cover what do these different things mean. How much radiation is a millisievert? Evidently, it's a lot. But here's what's happened. On March 11th of 2011, there was a giant earthquake that nuclear power plant, the Daiichi nuclear power plant in Fukushima, could not endure. And things broke. It not only stopped functioning, but because the earthquake was so terrible and it was followed by a devastating tsunami that destroyed the entire area, killed thousands of people in a matter of seconds, there really wasn't a way to get in there and stop what took place, which was that things overheated. And the only way that a nuclear power plant can stay functioning is if everything is cooled down, and then cooled down some more. And that's the reason why nuclear plants are constructed next to the ocean, like San Onofre, which is located right on the Pacific Ocean, down between San Diego and L.A., because they need to pull in that water and keep things cool. So that was a big challenge, keeping that thing cool. When you are using nuclear power to create your energy, then what you're doing is you're using a nuclear bomb. You're using an atomic bomb inside a teapot. It's basically you're keeping it inside something that's going to contain it. And that's basically what they call it, containment vessel. That's what it is. So you're containing and keeping under control a nuclear reaction, basically a nuclear bomb. And you're using a nuclear bomb to heat water. Okay, that's what a nuclear reactor is. You're using an atomic bomb to heat water. And heating the water causes a turbine to spin, causes it to go around and around, just like a coal-fired power plant does. Heats water with coal. Causes this thing to spin around, and that goes through a number of gadgets and gizmos that are generating electricity from the spinning of the turbine, just like a wind turbine does it. That's what wind turbines do. They do the exact same thing, only they use the wind. So a nuclear power plant, you're using an atomic bomb to do it. So if something goes wrong, that's what you have on your hands. You have a radioactive leak, or in the case of Fukushima, many radioactive leaks. But here's what has turned ugly. Two things. One is that the meltdowns continue to occur, and the denial about it continues to occur. So up until last year, the maximum level that was considered safe officially in Japan was 1 millisievert of radiation. Since the meltdown, it is typical with Geiger counters, you know, various detection instruments, to find out that the radiation levels in the soil and on plants, vegetables that are grown there, on people, is 100 millisieverts and more in the dirt in the children's playgrounds, clothes hanging on the line to dry, trees, 100 millisieverts, 100 times more than what the government used to say was safe. But guess what? When you're the government and you're also in collaboration with the electrical utility, you can set the rules. You can create new science. So what they've done in Japan is they've converted and changed and said, no, you know what? We were wrong. The maximum safe radiation level is not 1 millisievert. It's 100 millisieverts. And guess what? That just happens to be what you have. Isn't that a small world? We just came up with this. I don't know why. We don't know. We don't have the science and documents to prove it. It's just how it is. So that's the kind of craziness that they're living through in Japan. So who is Chieko Shiina? Well, she was a youth activist in farmers and students organizing for land issues and the fight against the U.S.-Japan peace treaty, which involved a lot of providing nuclear power and things of that nature. She is an experienced activist who understands the mechanism and the legacy of nuclear renaissance in relation to multinational militaries. So in other words, there's a military connection to nuclear power because the spent material gets to be weaponized. It can be used by the military. Plutonium is one of the byproducts. Great for making hydrogen bombs and things of that nature. So all of that comes out of the nuclear power plants. So there it is, nuclear power plants in East Asia, in Japan. Chieko Shiina was an organic farmer in the Kawamata town of Fukushima. She became an anti-nukes organizer after March 11, 2011, and formed the Fukushima Women Against Nuclear Power, touring communities all over Japan to help support local organizing against nukes. She organized a sit-in in front of the Ministry of the Economy and Industry on September 11, 2011. She coordinated women from Fukushima to set up women's 10 months and 10 days sit-ins starting in last October, which later became both a symbolic and physical space where women from all over Japan came to communicate and organize. This is now also known as Occupy Kasumigaseki, Tokyo, of which the Occupy Berkeley group is an ally. There's somebody that you may have heard if you've been listening to our Project Censored broadcasts on Wednesday mornings. One of the guests on that show very often is Steve Zeltzer, who is not only a labor activist, he's involved with something called the Labor Video Project, and he also is involved with the No Nukes Project as well, No Nukes Action Committee. So he has been very instrumental in getting Chieko Shiina to come out during the Bohemian Grove celebration. So as some folks here may remember, that is where the wealthiest and most powerful people in the United States gather. They say they gather to play or take a break or kind of camp out in the woods. And everything's secret. Everything's private. Extremely high security. So very little really, well, more leaks out of Fukushima than leaks out of the Bohemian Grove. Let's just put it that way. Although some of their masterminding of international treaties, some masterminding of this club goes back. The Bohemian Club goes back 100 years. There were Bohemians that were involved meeting in Madero, California in the summer during the 40s, who masterminded what came to be known as the Manhattan Project and developed a nuclear bomb that actually blew up two cities in Japan in 1945. So they get together, they determine what our future is going to be in a little camp out that they have that they call the Hijinks out in Madero every year. So, and there's a group that comes out there to demonstrate it, and they have informational types of events. And so KBBF, Shift Shapers, Pole Reversal Radio, went out to the informational event that was on the opposite side of Madero from where there was no way of getting anywhere near the Bohemian Grove on any of those days. So for the informational purposes and gathering and for occupying purposes, there was a event, a rather modest one, on the other side of Madero in the public amphitheater. And one of the people there speaking was Chieko Shiina. So what we have is some audio here, and also a little bit later, some portions of an interview that we had a moment to talk to her and ask her a couple of questions. And co-host Evelina Molina was asking her, and she actually gets Chieko Shiina to say, si se puede. Stay tuned for that, okay? Let's give a listen here to Chieko Shiina at the Occupy Bohemian Grove teach-in. It was an informational gathering, and there were some people there with a lot of information, and she was definitely one of them. So here she is. A little bit of introduction here.
Who live in Fukushima. They are Japanese, and they have come to the United States to talk about their experiences there at the heart of this terrible catastrophe for the entire planet, and they're right at ground zero, literally. And here is one of them with a translation, and we're so happy that they're here. Please welcome them very warmly. The Fukushima Mothers Coalition. Interpreter today,
how it's going to work is she'll say something in Japanese and I'll do my best to say it in English. This is to accommodate both English and Japanese speakers today, so.
Konnichiwa. Minasan konnichiwa. Chieko Shina desu.
Hello everybody, my name is Chieko Shina. First I would like to say some phrases in English that somebody taught me before I got here.
I'm glad to be here today. Thank you for your arrangement. Thank you. I want you to listen to the voice of Fukushima. Thank you.
So what we'll do is I'll begin with telling you a little bit about how my life was like before
March 11, 2011.
Before 3/11, I was born in a very natural place and I lived a very simple life.
I'm
an adult. I returned to this place where I lived a very natural life, making my own food, growing my own vegetables. At first I grew some rice, but not for too long. It's very difficult. And I also used a wood-burning stove to heat my food and to use the bath.
すぐ近くには森もあって、朝になると鳥の声で目を覚めて、お天道様に今日もいい日であるようにお祈りをして始まりました。
I was in a place with a large forest nearby, waking up daily to the sound of birds, praying each day that it will be a good day today.
夏になると蛍が飛びます。お部屋まで飛んできます。
In the summertime, there would be many fireflies around the area, and I would catch them with my grandchildren.
野原の草花をテーブルに飾って、野原で農業をしていると、自分がいつの間にか花なのか虫なのか鳥なのか、
Every day I would pick wildflowers from the nearby grass fields, and as an organic farmer here, I started to feel more one with the flowers and the insects and the plants and the nature that was all around me.
たくさんの人が訪れていました。私の孫、4人の孫も時々来て魚釣りをして、外の野原で転げていました。
Many different kinds of people came to visit me here at this farm. My four grandchildren would come and stay and play with me in the nature.
みんなで作った石窯のオーブンもあって、そこでピーチピザを焼いていました。
I even had a stone oven that we used every day, and everyone loved to make peach pizza with it.
生まれた隣福島県は果物がたくさん。
Yes, that was yours truly, the host of Shift Shapers, Polar Rosa Radio, going, wow, hearing about peach pizza. Now, I've had peach salsa before, but I have never had peach pizza. So we're going to hear some more new things from Chieko Shiina from Fukushima, Japan. So she's describing a little bit about her life and how things, what a beautiful, wonderful place it was. And then she gets into how things have changed.
たくさんたくさん取れるところです。リンゴ、ブドウ、梨、桃、いつも果物にあふれていて買う必要はありません。いつもいただいたもので美味しく、いっぱいいっぱい食べていました。福島
was a place that was bountiful in its produce. We had peaches, we had pears, grapes, apples, and there was never any need to buy any fruit. We would just trade with our neighbors and our friends who were growing their own.
そこで小さなお宿もしていましたので、お客さんは大喜びでした。
I also was running a small hostel in the area, and all my visitors loved the place, and they loved the peach pizza that we made. I also ran a woofing program, so many young people from foreign countries would come to spend time with me at this farm.
13年間 あんまり農業をしなかった私ですが、一生懸命にコツコツとして、そして自分が毎日が楽しい生活を獲得した生活がそこにはありました。
For 13 years, I lived this life. And at first, I didn't begin as an experienced organic farmer, so I worked hard daily, slowly, step by step, becoming better.And earning the life that I wanted to live.
65 kilometers.
The place was 65 kilometers, or is 65 kilometers from the Daiichi nuclear power plant. And after 3/11, the radiation was noticeable.
春になるとどんどん線量が高くなってきました。
In the spring, the radiation levels would get higher and higher.
とても恐ろしくなってきました。そして私はストーブでクッキングを料理をしていましたので、放射能に汚れた薪を焚くと、そのストーブは小さな原子炉になるということを知りました。
I began to see the threat and the danger of the situation slowly. Like we mentioned earlier, I had a stove that I did my cooking in.And every time I would burn this contaminated wood for the stove, it was as if I had a tiny nuclear power plant in my own home.
例えば、外部被曝こうして当たるその暖かさ。内部被曝は食事からと呼吸による被曝は、内部被曝はストーブの火を体の中に入れるダメージ、入れる怖さを持っているということも知りました。
I began to understand the fear and the danger of radiation both outside of my body and inside my body. Outside it would come from things getting contaminated that I would use or from burning things in the stove and the ashes and the smoke. And inside, any food I would eat from the area or the air I would breathe would enter my body.
自分の命を回すためにお料理をすると煙で、そして片付けをするときは悪で、濃度の濃くなった放射能を浴びることになるのです。
And in doing small tasks in order to continue my life, the smoke that would come from cooking or the dust and particles from cleaning would contaminate my body and the people around me.
私の生活はそこでできなくなったのです。そしてなお残念だった、悔しかったのは、孫たちもそこに来てはいけないところになりました。お宿のお客様も来てはいけないところです。畑で作ったお野菜も食べられません。ましてや外国の若いお友達も来ません。人も来ない。私の体もダメになる場所に変わってしまったのです。
I can no longer live my life like I had built it up. It was shocking to me when I realized that my grandchildren would no longer come visit me.That no other people would come visit the hostel. None of the foreign friends that I had made through the volunteer program would come back. I couldn't grow any vegetables that weren't contaminated. And even this place became a place that was even contaminating my own body.
13年間頑張って整えてきたハッピーな暮らしを捨てるしかなかったんです。悔しかったんです。でもそこにいては命がダメになるんです。
For 13 years, I worked so hard to build up this life, but it had to be all thrown away. I was angry and so sad, but I had to live my own life.
仕方なしに引っ越しました。本当だったら自分のことだけを考えるんだったら、放射能の来ない遠いところに引っ越せばよかったのですが、
I had no choice but to move away to protect myself and my loved ones.
I had a chance to move far away to an area in Japan that was far enough to where the radiation would not affect me quite as bad.
3番目の娘、私は3人娘がいるんですが、3番目の娘がとてもとてもとても強い線量の福島市に住んでいました。
I have three daughters, and my third daughter, she was living in a highly contaminated area in Fukushima.
まだシングルです。若い娘です。心配でした。
She's single and still very young, and I was very worried about her.
そして、隣の伊達市にそこも線量が高くなってきていましたし、そこに子供、孫が2人いました。
And in the city called Date, right next door, two of my grandchildren were living there too.
子供たちですから、ダメージが大人の5倍です。女の子は卵子形成の時期ですから、もし遺伝子に傷つくと、そのダメージはその子供だけでなく、その子供、その子供、その子供とだんだんダメージが大きくなるということを知りました。
And children, when they're affected by radiation, it's almost five times as worse as adults. My granddaughter, she's at an age where her reproductive system is starting to get developed, and to think that if she gets affected, then it's her children that get the damage, and their children, and their children, and the damage just gets greater and greater and more widespread.
ですからそういう娘や孫たちを捨てて自分だけが安全なところを逃げるつもりにはなりませんでした。なれませんでした。
And because of these family members of mine who were in these still contaminated areas, unable to evacuate, I couldn't bear to leave by myself to a safer place.
そしてより線量の高い福島市に移って、3.11 反原発の運動のために向き合っていこうと思いました。そして今私がここにいます。
After 3/11, I moved from a less radiated place to a more contaminated place in Fukushima to be near my daughter. And since then, I have been devoting myself to being active to stop nuclear power in Japan.
Yes, we love you. We love you. We love you, Chieko Shiina. So she is here in California from Fukushima. Somebody who is... Well, we don't know how people are going to do in all of this. We really don't know. Yeah, they're surviving. They're surviving this. We don't know for how long. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know that this is about 10 times worse than the accident in Chernobyl. In times like this, people start to think, how can I live this way? And that's the story that Chieko is describing here. What it's like to be someone who is living with this, where everywhere you look, all of a sudden you put your wood in the stove to cook, and it becomes a nuclear furnace, and you can't put your clothes on the line anymore, and things are just constantly a worry, constantly. Or it could be the other way, which is a knowing and a dark sort of gloom of, hey, look, you know, we're just surviving for now. This is 10 times worse than Chernobyl, and we know what happened there. And if you don't know what happened there, Google Chernobyl and take a look at some of the results of that. There's a little song called Wake Me When It's Over. And it's not the kind of thing where you can just go to sleep and have someone wake you when it's over. I gave up my freedom because I was afraid. Now it's like a bad movie I see every day. And that's how it is.
Take a look now.
We can turn it around.
At the price we pay. At the price we pay. Wake me when it's over.
It's a local group, the Conrad Deal Band. Fukushima Disaster Man-Made. This was actually originally produced by the Institute for Public Accuracy, and it appeared actually in Bloomberg Businessweek. They picked it up, reporting that the Fukushima nuclear disaster was the result of man-made failures before and after last year's earthquake, according to a report from an independent parliamentary investigation. Arnie Gunderson, who is a blogger at
FairWinds, FairWinds.org. Gunderson is a former nuclear industry insider and now an independent consultant, chief engineer with FairWinds Consulting. He said today, "I am not surprised by the government's conclusion and have been saying the same thing for almost a year. I've always felt uncomfortable calling it an accident. It's a man-made disaster, a catastrophe. This report confirms that. I applaud the Diet, which is their parliament, for being so forthright. I met with them while in Japan, and they seem to genuinely want to get to the bottom of things. However, beyond the shores of Japan, some people will try to misuse this report to say it can't happen here. The fact is it can. Here in the United States, the industry basically forced out Gregory Jaczko as chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And of course, the International Atomic Energy Agency was in Japan. It's a worldwide problem. The nuclear industry is taking control of the regulators." So you can see the FairWinds video. That's FairWinds video entitled "Nuclear Oversight Lacking Worldwide." So,
where do we go? To nothing and to never. This dream's been a nightmare to me.
Yeah, how about that? A dream that you can use a nuclear bomb to heat water in a teapot and make your electricity, and the future will be accident-free, and there will be lots of free, low-cost energy forever. Wake me when it's over.
Wake me when it's over.
Guarda Barranco from the days of the revolution in Nicaragua. It's a song about being wounded in battle, and this is I thought it was appropriate to bring this to a wounded land that is being described here by the guest of the anti-nuke group and the Occupy group out there at Bohemian Grove, Chieko Shiina, telling about her firsthand experience. And in that song, "Only You, Witch," with your long, thin, able fingers, is going to be able to fix the wound. Only a witch can fix that wound. Well, actually, it isn't about what the wound is. And that's what Chieko Shiina is saying, is that it's about having a purpose for what is left of everyone's lives there. That either to roll over and just wait to die from the radiation, or get out there and make some kind of difference. So we're going to go back to what she has to say. And I left it in the format of where she spoke in Japanese and then had an interpreter from Japan, somebody who's from Occupy Tokyo, doing her translating for her. It actually is a translation of everything she's saying. So it was really a fantastic job, because I didn't want to cover over her passion in the way that she talks. So back to Chieko Shiina from Fukushima, talking about the meltdown and how it's affected people's lives.
3.11 を起こしてしまった。原発を起こしてしまった。その準備をしたのは誰？国、東電。何がこうした事態を起こったの？ちゃんと自分の目で見極めて、そこに向かって戦おうと思いました。
Who caused 3.11? Who prepared for what happened after 3.11? I wanted to see and learn with my own eyes what this was and do for myself what I needed to do.
私の暮らしを根こそぎダメにした東電、国、原子力村、そして子どもたちの命を今もなお被爆し続けているこの事態を決して許すわけにはいきません。ですから私はみんなとグループで皆さんとつながってここで福島でそして東京で戦っています。
The people who have ruined my life and changed so many other lives, TEPCO and the country, I cannot forgive them and I cannot forgive the contamination that has been caused. I'm here to be connected with all of you and to create more connections throughout the world to fight nuclear power and the larger powers that control it.
Fukushima はこうしている今も子どもたちは被爆しています。ですから私たちは少しでも多くの子どもたちを福島、郡山、福島から被爆地から離す運動、避難を一番の優先にしています。
In Fukushima, there are still many children who are dealing with contamination, and so I've been participating in many actions to both permanently evacuate and temporarily evacuate children affected in the area.
でもお仕事の都合とかいろいろの都合で避難市民のための診療所を立ち上げることにしました。
But we can't just stand there and point fingers and say, TEPCO and the government, you're bad and you must admit to what you did, because that still will not help us help ourselves and they still won't do anything to protect us. And so I've been working with people to build a clinic in Fukushima by the people and for the people.
まだまだ3億円の目標ですが、まだ2,400万。それでもこの秋には、仮の診療所をもう立ち上げます。そして、ここに心を寄せてくれる方たちの感化も募っています。世界からそうしたご理解を得るために、私はここでそれをメッセージしたいと思います。皆さんの ご協力と、
We are wanting to start this clinic by the fall of this year, and already we have received many donations from across the world and across Japan and across California. But if anyone here would like to support the project or donate for the project, please do so in the ways that you can.
ここで放射能は総合的な問題です。ですから心のケア、そして食事の仕方。教えるところ、検査もするところ、アートセラピーもするところ、市民が放射能の問題を自分たちで引き受けて、自分たちが立ち向かうコアな場所として診療所を成長させていきたいと思います。皆さんの力をお貸しください。
Radiation is an issue that touches all parts of life. Because of this, it's this clinic we're planning projects of not just regular doctor visits, but also mental health and emotional health projects like art therapy.We want to make this clinic a core place to support the people of Fukushima and help each other, help ourselves. So please support in the ways that you can.
So, 知事会山下側から弾圧も受けるでしょう。いろんなハードルがたくさん待ってると思います。でもやめるわけにはいきません。子どもたちの命が危ないんです。市民たちの命が危ないんです。誰も守ってくれないんだから、自ら私たちがやらなきゃいけないことなんです。
There will be many hurdles on the way to completing our project, but we can't give up at this point. No one is going to protect us or help us if we don't do anything ourselves.
Rather prescient sort of musical work from a group called Kraftwerk. in Germany, recorded in 76. That was even before Three Mile Island. Radioactivity is in the air for you and me. And that was at a time when there wasn't a lot known about what could go wrong. Carl Grossman, professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury. Grossman is author of Cover Up, What You Are Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power. He said today, the Fukushima Daiichi catastrophe was a man-made disaster directly attributable to collusion between the government, the regulators, and TEPCO, the utility company, and the lack of governance by those parties. This sort of collusion between supposed nuclear regulators and those they're supposed to regulate is a worldwide pattern. The nuclear foxes aren't guarding the nuclear henhouse. Regulation is a myth. That's been the situation in Japan, the U.S., indeed in nations all over the globe. The International Atomic Energy Agency, set up to both promote and somehow regulate nuclear power at the same time, represents this atomic dysfunction internationally. So we're going to go to a couple of interviews. One is being conducted by Evelina Molina, who you probably remember and know, remember. Well, if you were listening this morning, you remember her from Radio Conciencia at 9 a.m. in the morning. That is a dynamic program, and we were both out there interviewing and had that opportunity to talk to Chieko Shiina and ask her a couple of questions pertaining to her experience and also what she may have to say to our audience here in California.
The residents receive testing on their own? Are they trying to figure out how to test the air? Or are they given some kind of counters to tell if they're near radiation?
子どもたちとか市民とかは、ガイガーカウンターとかのテストするものをもらってるか、または自分でしてるか、どっちですか？
たくさん持ってます。
They have their own counters. Like, the state doesn't do much to support that, but they are doing a lot what they can on their own.
Do they do regular sorts of blood tests? How do they monitor?
放射能をどうやってモニターしてるんですか？
モニターっていうか、外科カウンターで測ってる。でも、そのラインのね、プロパガンダがあるから、測っても大丈夫ねって思ってしまう市民もいる。
They have Geiger counters to help them count, but the other problem with that is since they've changed the standards, there's many people who think, oh, just because I've counted, I'm okay, but really, you know, it's still affecting them in ways that it's hard to manage, understand, because a Geiger counter doesn't necessarily count all elements. Like, for example, it doesn't measure plutonium and other very contaminants that just don't get counted. So,
does the government or does she expect to go back to her farm?
前住んでた農業してたところには戻れると思いますか？
戻れないです。戻れない。放射能は消えるわけではありません。戻れません。戻る気もありません。より線量の高いところで戦い続けます。
There's no way that she can move back even if she wanted to. And this, she doesn't even want to go back. She just wants to keep fighting this fight at the place that she is right now.
And my last question is, if they prove that the children and people have cancer from the radiation, will the government, will you demand some sort of financial retribution, some kind of care? Will the government will they expect some form of compensation for the damages from the government or the company?
福島の人たちは、もし放射能とがんがつながってるって証拠ができたら、政府からお金をもらうとか聞くとかありますと思いますか？
福島県いや安全だと言い切ってますからきっとないでしょう。命の側に立たない人たちです。きっとそういうことはないでしょう。
I don't think that the government will do anything to fund anything like that, and I'll add my own thoughts on that. There's lots of you know, like we were saying earlier, the doctors, the scientists in the area are very tied into the Tokyo Electric Company, which are also tied to the government, which are in a larger sense tied to the U.S. military. And if people start demanding money for effects that we say are caused by them, it's very little chance that they would do anything. And if they do, it would be for very small amounts of very privileged people.
Now, this is Lacan Gutierrez. There's a couple of questions that I'd like to ask. Is one, you mentioned that the Manhattan Project was finished here at the Bohemian Grove, which was the first nuclear attack on any people, and it happened in your country. And now we're back here full circle where another nuclear disaster has happened, and it happened again in your country. What are your thoughts to that?
で、原発の初めの話があったんだけど、またその話は繰り返して、最近日本でこのひどいことがありました。その感想をどうぞ。ここでこのボヘミアグローブで準備されたことが本当にショックでした。で、またそうしたことがここで相談されるとあったら、それも許しておけません。とにかくアメリカのニュークリアの人々とつながって戦い続けたいと思います。許してはいけません。
We cannot forgive them for doing something like this, and it was very shocking for me to find out that connection and that they are still doing work to keep that strong, and we must stay connected whether you're here or in Japan or anywhere to fight against nuclear power and the large powers that control that.
Because it's not just nuclear power, but it's also the nuclear weapons that have ravaged the entire countries and around the world.
そうですね。原発はその問題のいろんな世界の矛盾の頂点にあるだけで、いろんな世界の矛盾はたくさんたくさん問題があるので、そこに向かってみんなが手をつないで戦い続けることだと思います。
You're right, that's not the only thing. It's also about the weapons as well. And it's not just about nuclear power and nuclear weapons, but it's about all the ways and the multitude of ways that people are affected by this issue. And we must keep our hands together and fight this enemy with what we can.
Is the community concerned of some other natural disasters that could come and trigger the rest of the, for example, number four, they understand is on the tip. Is the community in alert and ready for anything else?
福島の人たちは他のディザスターとかあることのことを考えていますか？他にあることは思いますか？そういうような。あ、いろんなあると思う。あ、いや、これ以上のことはないと思います。原発が命の命を一番損なう、一番根絶する命の人類の滅亡にさえ導く大変な問題だと思いますが、その他にも問題はいろいろあると思う、社会問題、政治問題はたくさんあります。
I feel like this might be at least one of the worst things that would happen. Like, nuclear power is something that affects all life unavoidably. It's something we cannot see. So I feel like this is one of the worst things that could happen.
In Spanish, we have a saying that says, sí se puede. It's yes, we can. Would you say sí se puede for the Spanish-speaking mothers?
You want her to say it? Sí se puede, sí se puede. Sí se puede.
Sí se puede.
Okay, thank you. Gracias. Arigato, thank you.
What we're listening to here is a clip from the film Fukushima Never Again. On March 11, 2011, a 9.0 earthquake and subsequent tsunami hit the Tohoku area in the northern part of mainland Japan. On March 14, the number 3 reactor, which contains plutonium, exploded. This was the second explosion after the number 1 reactor, and number 2 had... The number 1 reactor had also exploded. And what we're seeing is a public meeting. Do they want to protect TEPCO? Or do they want to protect us? We did nothing wrong, but we are worried about our everyday life with the radiation. Why is TEPCO's president not here to apologize to us? Well, who do they think we are? This is a great insult, too, that they didn't apologize. This morning I saw many older people collecting fallen leaves when I left the Fukushima station. They were working hard, collecting leaves with masks on their mouths. Right now, Fukushima is beautiful with the leaves turning to red, but we cannot leave these leaves on the ground. There are a lot of radioactive materials in the leaves. And here's the scene. And before we leave the show, we have the scene. Let us put the soil from a school ground of Fukushima in front of you. And at this moment, we believe, this is an official saying, we believe it's not necessary to remove the topsoil. Everything's fine. However, if you and each local government want to do it, then it is up to them. These are the TEPCO people. Mr. Watanabe, then, would you lick this soil? Please lick it. Children lick the soil. Please take the soil in your hand and lick it. So, we're going to have a little song here. It's called Power. It's actually about alternatives to nukes. It's by Daryl Hall. It's actually John Hall, James Taylor, and it's from the No Nukes concert of 1979. So it's something where there's still opportunity, plenty of opportunity to be had, to be opposing nuclear power, if that's the difference you want to make.